national network received nearly 108,000 complaints about fake business and job opportunities, about 32% of these complaints involving financial losses. The median loss was about $2,100, totaling over $500 million in reported losses. Now, she wrote a column about this in the Detroit Free Press, and joining us on the JR Morning Live line is Susan Tompor, personal finance columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, these job scams are really heating up. I wrote a little bit about one in May involving where you might get an email impersonating a professor in University of Michigan, Oakland University, all put out alerts on this one. So that's something for those recent college grads. You know, they might think, oh, a professor recommended me, yeah, wants me to work on research, you know, research program. They make it look real legitimate. I had one this weekend, which is why I said, hey, I better write about this stuff again, because I think it is really a hot topic and something people are facing. I got one where I was going to make $1,000 a day. Now that, as my friend Neil Rubin said, I turned it down, so it's still open. That job is still available. it was a text, and it said, you know, you had to be 22 or older, which I am, by a few years, and then you had to, it was work from home, and you had to talk to them by WhatsApp. That is another clue. That's, you know, right, they don't want to really talk to you. They want to talk to you on these instant messaging. That can be a real good clue that what you're looking at is a scam.
And talk about the, you know, how they lure these job seekers, and what are some of the common red flags that people should watch out for?
Well, I think, you know, they some of them, as I said, are kind of sophisticated, where they'll, you know, do some social engineering, maybe about where you went to school or things like that. But others are looking at maybe your resume on Indeed or some of these other websites, in reaching out, knowing that you, you know, are looking for a job. But they are, you know, we talk a lot about scams and them impersonating big companies. Robert Half notes that they're impersonated sometimes. You know, and they're going to try to promise you a job that often is work from home, because so many people are working remote these mm-hmm. days, you know, and that's an aspect that many people want. So that is one of them. But in terms of actually, you know, what is a good clue that this is a scam would be, they're going to ask you for money at some point down the line. They might ask you to transfer money by a Bitcoin ATM. I had a woman a few years ago who was 27 at that time. She lost $500 this way. They were trying to say to her, you need to sort of prove that you're living in this area, so can you go to a Bitcoin ATM in Oakland County? And they have a list, of course, where some of these Bitcoin ATMs are, at supermarkets, you know, liquor stores, party stores, whatever. And she did get a check from the company, supposedly. This is a fake check. So if somebody sends you a check in advance, you know, by FedEx, that is a clue this is a scam. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the banks will tell you. I know there was one person in Metro Detroit, the bank, you know, said, hey, this is a scam, and, you know, the person listens. Sometimes people don't listen, even though a bank might try to alert you otherwise. But she deposited the check, and $500 became available for this woman in Oakland County. And she put in, you know, the $100 bills into the ATM machine for Bitcoin, and gone. You know, wow. She's not going to get that money back. So anytime they're trying to tell you that you need equipment, you need to buy this equipment, maybe you need to charge it on your credit card, these are all good signs of scams. And nobody's going to think about it this way. If they send you a text, and like the one I got, they didn't even have my name, but they're telling me, oh, based on my work record and history, well, don't you know my name? Right? I mean, wouldn't you address me by name if you were looking at my resume, right? So that shows you right there that it's a big text. You know, a big, you know, massive, sending out a bunch of texts, yeah, for job scams.
Another clue is when you get an email to hover your mouse over that email address, because usually it's something that doesn't look quite right.
Absolutely. That is a perfect tip, and more people should be doing that as well, because it will not look like it's a text from somebody at a regular company. A regular company isn't going to be using Gmail,
right?
So you need to figure that one out. And the names are sounding a little bit weird. So that is a very good clue that, and any scam, to look at where that email is coming from, because so many of these scams are impersonating government agencies. You know, not just job scams, but the government agencies, big name companies. They try to make it look like it is from a legitimate person. And the grammar isn't always as bad. We used to tell people, look at the grammar, but that's not always the big clue.
Look at the grammar anywhere on social media.
Right. We just looked at some grammar not too long ago.
Not like the readers are doing diagramming their
You should see our hate
anyway.
Mail.
Yeah. Hastily put together.
right. Who would know that?
Well, that's let me ask you this. You know, if I've got a door-to-door person that's trying to rip me off, if I see someone in the marketplace fraudulently pricing items, I know where to go to complain. What do I do if they're trying to scam me online? Who would you call in this instance about these bogus job offers?
Well, I think the best to do is to post it with the FTC.gov. You can do that. I didn't do that with the one I received, but I did look at it. And, you know, there is a process at FTC.gov to file complaints on these issues. You can also contact the FBI. The FBI has an Internet Crime Unit that will take complaints as well. If you have been ripped off, it's always good to contact your local police department, you know, to make a complaint there. And plenty of police departments do take these complaints. You know, every community is being ripped off. It's not like one community
right.
is being targeted over another. Every single suburb in this state, every single city in this state, I bet, has had some victim. Now, whether they report it or not is another issue, and you know, whether that information is readily available is another issue. But you're not alone. I think, you know, that's a good point to make. You're definitely not alone. They're targeting everyone.
Susan, but what role do these listing platforms like Indeed, you know, what is their role in trying to prevent these scams, and how can they better protect the users, you know, from this fraudulent job postings?
That's a great question. One of the criticisms a couple years back was that they were letting some of these fraudulent jobs get posted on their sites. So right now, up until now, we've been talking about when they send you a text or an email out of the blue. But in the past, some of the jobs that were listed on the sites were fake.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim they have cracked down on those even further. And so they are also trying to deal with some of this fraud on their sites. And they do claim that, you know, in the past few years, they've been able to eliminate many, many jobs that they try to get posted on there. So they're having to filter out jobs as well. But one thing we did recommend in the past, and again, contact a person, you know, at the company. Go look up a number and don't go on Google right away, because the first number you might get on Google might be the number for the fraudsters.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, try to find a legitimate number for the company and reach out, because if they will use a real name, that doesn't give you much safety, much protection, because the real name might be one that they've lifted from somewhere else. So you really do want to try to reach out to a real company if you think that maybe this is a real job offer. You know, in some cases they are, but in some cases they aren't.
Susan Tompour, personal finance columnist for the Detroit Free Press. We appreciate your time this morning. Great column.
Oh, thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
You as well. I'm telling you, I guess the old adage, guys, is, you know, if it looks too good to be true, it definitely
is.
Yeah. Not true.
I just, you know, you always hear different attorneys general and others saying, we're working to crack down on the robocalls. We're working to crack down on these online scams. Really, when is that ever going to work? Because it just seems like they find new ways.